My impression was there's some pretty lively conversations going on. And so I'd like to just take a few minutes to just, because I'm interested, to hear what kinds of common ground, or what on what basis did you find, how deep did you have to go to find common ground? Just let's hear a few examples that people had. Raise your hand. Yeah, River.
I chose police are harmful, my view, versus police are beneficial, the opposing view. And pretty quickly I noticed that both my imaginary sort of adversary and myself both were talking a lot about peace and order and community health. And that those are words that I use or that I think about without really considering what's contained within them, my view of peace, maybe being a little different, or having a different shade or a different color, but both coming from that sort of fear of conflict and a desire for peace and order.
Mm. Yeah, so you went down from the rhetoric level to the level of the bodied, embodied need for peace and security, safety, and then beneath that to the even more primitive level in terms of our, you know, neurological makeup of fear. Yeah, interesting. Anybody else? Where did you find common ground? Raise your hand if you. Yeah, Nick.
I was talking about trouble with relationships and fundamentally how the people involved are both looking for connection and intimacy, just need different things, and how hard it can still be.
So, surface level, I need this, somebody else needs something different, and there's a clash. But there's a reaching for connection. Going deeper, which is, of course, a really deep need that we all have. Yeah. Anybody else? Common ground?
Quintus.
Yeah, Quintus.
Yeah, I found a similar thing talking about my relationship as well and the conflicts. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, the deeper I went, it just kind of went back to, you know, we're just two kids who are hurt in different ways and try to figure things out, and like that kind of hurt part of ourselves come out in different ways, like conflict with each other, but then at the core of it, it's still kind of a just longing for connection and longing for this, like, to be understood, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, so on the surface there's these disagreements often about what we want from each other in a relationship, and then next level down there's a reaching for connection. And then there's a level of hurt, and then you know, we're hurt in different ways, but the hurt doesn't feel too different, right? and then how we defend against being hurt. That's a common ground, isn't it? So I'm sure you all found different ways to kind of go deeper. But finding common ground doesn't erase the differences. They co arise, or are simultaneous truths, like the relative and the absolute. So our capacity is to see both. Not that one cancels out the other ever. And then, in that moment where we have to speak or say, you know, or do, you know, we have to choose which muffin. or we have to speak up to the Zen master in the two sides of monks' halls are squabbling about the cat. And we have to speak up, or the Zen master will cut the cat in half. We have to save the cat. We have to speak up, right? And we don't always get it right. We don't always get it perfect when we speak or act. But this is the koan of not of living a life in a big, messy world where we make the commitment as much as possible not to feed hatred with hatred, not to do more harm, and to be of some benefit, right? So, you know, this is not just all about rice cakes, as it turns out. Anyway, thank you for entering into that somewhat, challenging exercise. And we've used up